Toxic positivity is basically a drive for a mental state in which we only experience and display positive emotions. That tendency to react with other suffering and struggles with reductive statements, minimizing how a person really feels.
So what are some examples of that, or in terms of toxically positive statements I might say myself or that I might say to someone else who's going through a hard time?
Positive vibes only, good vibes only, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, it'll be okay, it could be worse.
And what are some of the problems with statements like those for somebody who's going through hardship?
Well, when we make reductive statements, they basically invalidate the way a person feels and dismisses them and often makes things worse for a person who's really struggling. You know, and in doing so, you hold things in, you don't express yourself. There's this feeling of shame and embarrassment at times, some jealousy that other people may be feeling better, although they're experiencing the same thing, particularly with COVID.
So when we talk about COVID, so there's a lot going on with COVID right now. There's a lot of people isolating, trying to stay at home as much as possible. So you've got increased feelings of loneliness or trying to deal with stress, even things like trying to find a better work-life balance, which can be kind of hard when you're working from home. So can you talk a little bit about how COVID factors in all this?
So numerous ways. People are experiencing this differently. Some are out of work, and so there's a financial hardship. Some are, for the first time, having to homeschool their children, and those factors, and how do you balance homeschool, work, and, you know, all these different things, and to have a space to say, it's okay that I'm not okay, say that to oneself, and then also receive support from others. Because the truth of the matter is, when we look at things like social media, for example, people don't generally put their flaws or negative experiences on Facebook. Often they're putting these happy thoughts, and when you're sitting at home, you know, trying to find something to do, that may be a space where you look for that, look for some inspiration, but forgetting that there is a process. And so people get to that through that process differently.
So what are some of the ways people get through that process in terms of in figuring out maybe a better equilibrium for themselves?
First, we have to acknowledge how we feel. And it's okay, again, if you feel sad or you feel angry or irritable. It's okay. But to move through that, we can't fix what we won't acknowledge. So acknowledging it, sit with it. And then try not to avoid the discomfort. In life, sometimes we're uncomfortable. And society has taught us that we're supposed to be happy all the time and strive for happiness. But sadness and irritability and all those things are a part of human nature. And so when we're sitting by ourselves, or even with other people, it's important that we not deny ourselves that human emotion, all of them, and also not, you know, force people or attempt to force others to suppress theirs, but listening and validating the feelings of others, understanding our own feelings.
Bernice, thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it, and I hope people find this helpful as we all kind of work through this crisis together.
Absolutely. Thank you.